Last spring, I had to return to the United States for a short visit. At that time, I stayed with my brother, who lives in San Diego, California. It was so nice to be back in the States. The only bad thing was that I had no car. You see, without a car in California, it is difficult even to go to the supermarket. My brother works all day, so my 3-year-old son and I spent our time inside watching TV. After 2 days of watching every single cartoon, I got tired of it. I decided it was time for us to get out. I knew that there was a bus stop near my brother's house. I had no idea where the bus would go, but anywhere would be better than sitting around without doing anything. After all, I thought, if I can make my way around anywhere in Japan without too much trouble, I'll be able to get around in a bus, even in California. So, off we went. The bus arrived soon, and as soon as I got on, the bus driver asked me if I needed a transfer. Well, I didn't even know where I was going. I said, "No, thank you." Then the bus driver asked me where I was going. I really didn't know what answer to give. I wasn't prepared for his friendly help. I said that I didn't know, but I wanted to go to a shopping center. "No problem," he said to me, and gave me the name of the shop. We sat down near the bus driver. What a surprise! There were only 3 other people on the bus. It was quite different from Tokyo. We arrived at our shop soon, and we thanked the bus driver and got off. After several hours of shopping and lunch, we went back to the bus stop to catch the return bus. We waited and waited. After 45 minutes, the bus finally came. As soon as I got on the bus, a blind woman said to me, "Where are we now?" I told her that I was new in town. A young black woman turned around and answered her question. The blind woman wanted to get off at a certain stop to transfer to a different bus. She needed some help in crossing the street. The black woman went up to the bus driver and she asked him to wait while she helped the blind woman cross the street. He agreed, and the bus waited for about 5 minutes for the black woman to come back to the bus. When I arrived home, I thought about my adventure that day. I certainly didn't like having to wait 45 minutes to catch the return bus. But I was quite impressed by the kindness of the bus driver in waiting for a passenger to help another passenger.